Simon & Schuster Audio presents Finding It and Satisfying My Hunger for Life Without Opening the Fridge by Valerie Bertinelli. Read by the author.
I shouldn't have been offended when my boyfriend Tom walked in on me and commented on my underwear. But I was. Now, most women would agree, and may even have had the same conversation. I was cleaning out my dresser drawers as I packed for a weekend trip to Laguna Beach for my 49th birthday. Tom came in and began sifting through a pile of t-shirts, bras, and underwear that I put on the bed in a discard pile. Without asking what I was doing, he jumped into the middle of the process and came up holding a pair of skin-colored panties as if they were fresh roadkill. "I hope you aren't going to bring these to the beach," he said. As a matter of fact, no, I wasn't, I said. "They're being thrown out, along with everything else in that pile." Still, I was curious what he had against them, a perfectly nice pair of underwear. "What's wrong with them?" I asked. "They're granny panties," he said. "Granny panties?" I gave him a look that said, "Oh, really, Buster, you think so?" I had just spent nearly 2 years having lost 40 pounds, actually a little more at this time. I hadn't gone through that effort to cover up my rear end in drapes. My underwear drawer included bikini-style panties, sheer panties, white panties, black panties, a couple of pastel-colored panties, panties whose lines weren't visible through pants, panties I wore to business meetings, panties I wore when I worked out, panties I wore on special occasions, and panties that said I was in the mood. I had panties for nearly every occasion. The one thing I didn't have were granny panties. I grabbed the pair in question from Tom. I studied them for a second or two and decided he had no idea what he was talking about. "These are bikini style, but with a wider waistband," I explained. "If I had them on, you could still see my belly button." "Val, I'm going to tell you something," he said. "I hope you don't take offense at hearing it, but you've had some nasty underwear, and these are at the top of the list." "Oh, my God," I said, tossing the undies back in the throw-up pile. "You don't know what you're talking about." "Quite the contrary," he said. "I'm a guy. I know about women's underwear." A dozen different responses came to mind, none of them nice. I chose a response that is rarely part of my repertoire. I bit my tongue, and I said nothing. I knew Tom's theory about women's underwear was
sample complete. Ready to continue?